brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
People do what they do, and you have subtle and minute detail changes on how you want to dictate terms on whoever. And I am not going to sit here and game plan against my own guys in a press conference for sure, but I kind of know these guys that we're going to play against. I know the mentality. I know their thoughts. And
wow, good.
We'll see if they stick to the guns.
Well, I mean, we talked to Zach, and there's a lot of familiarity, especially with the defensive side of the guys
right,
and everything.
Because,
right. Again, everybody was together at one point on some damn staff. I think, Andy, they go play a clean game, the Falcons. They shouldn't have a problem with Carolina. Mm-hmm. Now, we know football, they're gonna break a run. The biggest thing is you got to take them out of what they do best and what they're comfortable with. They're not a good football team. All right, let's call it. They're not a good football team, and they want to be able to make it as simple as possible. And the simplest thing you can do in a football game is run it. And meaning by that, just call the run play. Not saying that it's easy to run the football, but they want to do that and get Andy and Manziel down. Mm-hmm. If they can stay away from that, you're going to have to probably bring the eighth man in the box. You probably have to bring Jesse or Justin into the box because – these corners, and from the Falcons corners, can guard their receivers one-on-one.
Yeah, you should be able to hold up against this receiving core and this quarterback like that with eight guys in there to stop the run. I'm just kind of looking at some of the details of the game that they did win. You got to remember, that was the kind of the late decision to make Andy Dalton the starter, right? So the Raiders might have been caught slightly off guard with that.
Right.
And you had the new quarterback energy, and Andy Dalton played really good that day.
Really good.
300-plus yards, three touchdowns.
That was the first 300-yard game of the season for quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great trivia question.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard had a great day that day, 20 carries, 114 yards. Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson had a great day that day, 8 catches. He had a touchdown, over 100 yards. So they've got the ability to make some plays. You just are better than them and should be able to stop them. And I love you just said it too, but I love Zach Robinson's answer about what do you guys need to do if you want to get better this weekend over last weekend. Clean up the penalties.
Yes.
Just play a cleaner game.
Yes.
Play smarter. None of the pre-snap stuff. None of the nonsense that's sort of stalling drives or holding you guys back, knocking you out of field goal range in certain instances. If you do that, you're not going to have a 500-yard passing game.
Probably
Hopefully
not.
You don't need to have
Probably
a 500-yard passing game. You can get the run game going. But if you're efficient on offense the way that they were last week and they cut those penalties out, they should be able to beat the Panthers by double digits.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because everybody who's beaten the Panthers this year has beaten them by double digits.
Yes, I agree with that. It should not be a situation where they're in a hurry-up two-minute end of the game.
No.
You know, it should not be that way.
Be the first game of the year where Kirk doesn't have to try to lead a game-winning drive.
Yes, and we talked, want to see some different things. Obviously, you want to see this run game get going. You want to see Kyle. You want to see Tyler. You want to see Bijan and his offensive line get some push. This weekend on that defensive line that is without Derrick Brown, their best overall player on their entire football team. He's not there. They got some good look young corners. J.C. Horn can play.
Yeah, no, they have.
Yeah, they got some good young players at the corner.
Well, Derrick Brown's really good. He's just hurt.
He ain't hurt. He's hurt.
Yeah.
And so you're missing your best player. And so you should be able to run the football. I know the Bears had a big night. I mean, that was the game where DeAndre went off a little bit, had a big run in that game. Mm-hmm. And so you should be able to move the ball at will on this team, I think. What you looking at?
Because I know Tommy Tremble, their starting tight end, got hit pretty good last week.
He got knocked the blank out.
He got destroyed.
And literally.
So Jatavion Sanders is their backup. You know where their third string tight end is? Played here.
Oh, yes, Felipe.
Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
Swiss Army knife.
You want to talk about a collision?
Oh, yeah.
He got knocked out of him.
Kind of scrolling through some of the rest of these guys. Any other names you recognize? Jadeveon Clowney plays for them.
Yes, he does.
Forgot about that.
Yes, he does.
Interesting.
Knocked out. Fine.
Try Tuttle's good.
I ain't never got the fine knocked out of me, Andy.
Only once.
I
had it happen once.
Yeah, I got the fire knocked out of me. And I got that fire.
Five years old, I said the wrong thing to my dad.
That means you damn near snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
It just took once, I learned.
Yeah, man.
Never talked to my dad like that again.
Oh, no, you lost your damn mind. I can look at Mr. Bunker's eyes.
Very smart.
Mr. Bunker got them. I knocked you out for eyes.
Yeah, the good calcium buildup. He had those construction hands, you know?
Yeah, he's working with
calluses
wood.
On both sides.
He's working with them woods, man. He'll slice you up. Mr. Bunker, how you leaking?
He did.